بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the fundamentals of leadership, and in my view it begins with caring, with concern for others. Today leadership is seen and as the opposite. It seems we have confused leadership with the raw ambition. The two are very different. Raw ambition is concerned with yourself. And the worst form of it, of course, is concerned with yourself without any concern for others, meaning that, you know, I must have what I want and you can go to hell kind of thing. That's the worst form of it. But sadly, we see a lot of that around. But that's not leadership. That's just banditry. Now, real leadership is to be concerned about others, to be concerned that people who are around us should benefit from us, people who are, their problems should be solved, they should be helped. And from this concern, you develop a grassroots following which stays loyal to you through thick and thin. Now, this concern for others, this is also the essence of what Islam prescribes for us. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of people. So, concern for people. You have been extracted for the benefit of people. So, the thing that I need to ask myself is, how am I benefiting others? I think if everybody asks this question to themselves, to say, how am I benefiting others? It doesn't matter. Even if you're benefiting one other person, no problem. Alhamdulillah. I'm not saying necessarily that we have to benefit everybody. No. Even if it is one person that I am of some good use to, one person that I am benefiting, that is enough, inshallah, for me to, tick the box to say that, alhamdulillah, I have done something which was for which Allah created me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined it further and He said, تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. What is the benefit? Allah said to enjoin good and forbid evil, and you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, enjoining good and forbidding evil, obviously, it has to do with haram and halal in Islam. But it also has to do with anything which is beneficial. So, when we are saying enjoining good, we are talking about anything which is beneficial, anything which is good, that we should encourage each other, that we should recommend to each other. And forbidding evil has to do with forbidding, with discouraging, with not participating in anything which is harmful. Now, connect this ayat with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you see anything wrong, then stop it with your hand. And if you are incapable of doing that, then speak out against it. And if you are still incapable even of doing that, then hate it in your heart. Now, obviously, and then of course, he said hate it in your heart. And then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that last one, the third one, he said, this is a sign of the weakness of your faith. So, if you can't stop it with your hand, you can't speak out against it because you're too afraid, but you are still hating it in your heart. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that if you can't stop it, you can't speak out against it, then this is a sign of the weakness of your faith, because it means that you are more afraid of the people than you are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a weakness of faith. Now obviously, where is the question of you participating in that evil? Because the one who hates it in his heart, even the weakest of the weak, whose faith is so weak that he can't speak against the evil, he can't stop it with his hand, he hates it in his heart, meaning he does not participate in that evil. Now, today we are living in a world where not only do we indulge in evil, not only do we do it ourselves, but where we don't do it, we participate in it. I mean, take for example the whole issue of ostentation in different ways. In some cases it is ostentatious weddings, in some other cases it is ostentatious buildings, in some other cases it is ostentation in other ways. How many times haven't we seen this, that people will go to an ostentatious wedding and then they will come back and they will then criticize it. Then they will say, oh, do you see what they were doing there, and so on and so on. The point is, what were you doing there? Why do you? So first of all, you participate in something which was where you should not have participated, and now you are also doing ghibat. So you're doing something which is even more haram. What sense does it make? So the issue is that leadership consists of being concerned about people. So the thing to do is to show this concern, and to show this concern in ways which are beneficial for society. Islam, this is a big mistake, and some people are get confused. Islam does not tell us to go with the flow. Allah did not send us to do whatever society does. That's what sheep do. Islam sent us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to stand up against anything which is evil. So to swim with the flow is a sign of a live fish. Only dead fish go with the flow. Live fish swim against the current. So if you, just because people are doing something, just because something is popular, it does not mean that necessarily that is the right thing to do. Almost as a rule, I mean, this doesn't apply everywhere, but almost as a rule, you can probably safely say that something which is popular, something which everyone does, is usually wrong. Unfortunately, we are living in a world like this, where whatever is, popular is usually something which is either at best a waste of time, at worst something which is actually haram, which is prohibited. Take almost anything. All the so-called popular things, they will fit into this bill. Things which are not like that, which are not popular, are things which very few people like. But alhamdulillah, those things are good. So again, I'm not generalizing too much in this, but I'm saying that we need to make our own choices, and we need to see what we want to participate in and what we don't want to participate in. So leadership consists of, the first fundamental of leadership is concern for others. So in order to enable us to do that properly, I suggest that you think about it, and you write your journal, and every day you say, today how did I show my concern for people? What did I do? Was it an act of charity? Did you give something? Did you help somebody? Did you write something? Did you read something? Did you speak to somebody? What is it that you did today? And each day have at least one way in which you demonstrated your concern for people. I call this the first fundamental of leadership, because this is one of the factors of risk taking also. The problem is, if you are concerned about people and if you do something, you are stepping outside the box of your own comfort, and you are potentially, you will stand out. So maybe somebody will take a pot shot at you, but doesn't matter. You do what you are doing because you believe that to be the right thing to do, and you do it. So the first fundamental of leadership is concern for others, which means that we need to be able to take the pressure of that. Spend some of our own time, our own money, our own energy, and so forth, in order to help somebody else. Be concerned for them, and to do it to help somebody else. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are beneficial to all in society. That is the key. That is the key to success in this life and the next. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم.